98.5 Sunshine FM. Sandra Selmer has served as a prayer minister and teacher with Elijah House USA since 2002. She travels the world with a transforming message of restoration and healing for people who are wounded and brokenhearted. Sandra has recently run seminars around Australia titled Tell Your Heart to Beat Again, focusing on healing from trauma. She joins me in the studio today. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
Thank you very much.
I guess we need to start at the beginning. Give us an idea of what you see as being trauma for people.
Well, you know, there are several kinds of trauma, and a real basic understanding of trauma is anything that happens to us that is outside normal human experience, anything that causes us to feel incredible fear or terror, helplessness, something that produces a feeling of horror within us.
So do you think there are people wandering around today who don't realize that what they've gone through is trauma? They think, oh, it was a tough time, but they don't recognize it, and as such, they don't actually go on to get any help.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's one of the key things about the seminars. Oftentimes, you'll see people and light bulbs just start going on, and it's like, oh, yeah. And most of the time, we don't know how to bring that trauma to resolve, and so we just try and get past it, or we push the pain down, or we just try and get on with our life. But oftentimes, we begin to see fruit from that or effects of that later on, sometimes even years past, and we want you know, what's happening. And oftentimes it's connected with something that's unresolved from the past.
I guess some people would go through a situation and they look at someone who's been through a similar situation and think, well, they handled it that way and they've moved on fairly quickly and I haven't, so there must be something wrong with me, not realizing that we might process trauma differently.
Exactly. And a lot depends on prior history, how much trauma we've had in the past, and how much trauma has remained unresolved. A lot depends on our temperament. Certain kinds of temperaments respond to trauma much more differently and absorb trauma very much more. And also a lot depends on our age and the circumstances of the trauma when we go through it, and the amount of care that we have afterwards.
Do you find that people might be exhibiting some sort of symptoms of trauma and yet they can't really pinpoint anything, and it's not until you really start to drill down that you find, ah, there was an event back there I'd completely forgotten about, and that's the thing for them?
Exactly. And what we do with Elijah House is we just encourage people to look at the present-day fruit in their life, what's going on, whether it's physical fruit or maybe some emotional fruit, fears, paranoias, night terrors, flashbacks, or some physical things like stomach aches, unexplained stomach aches or headaches or depressions that they really can't find a reason for, quote-unquote. And then we just encourage people to begin asking the Lord to show us if that might be connected with something that remains unresolved in our past.
I want to start talking about some of the keys that are going to help people to move on in a moment, but I imagine that some people would be saying, well, Sandra sounds like a person who has it all together, and, you know, how could she know the pain that I'm going through? But I believe that you've certainly suffered trauma in your own life.
Yeah, and actually, most of the lessons from the seminar come out of my own healing journey and my own healing process. And I realized when I first started that I didn't know anything about trauma, and I hadn't heard any sermons about it, didn't know where to go for help. And certainly in the church, you know. And so I thought, oh, Lord, would you give me some tools here, not only for my own life, but also for the people that I loved who were really struggling and needed tools that I didn't have.
Do you find that some people think that it's not a spiritual thing to do, to be seeking for healing from trauma, that if they're just following God the right way, that everything should be all right, and so therefore they've stuffed it down and are not able to process it?
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like we kind of get ideas in, you know, as Christians that, you know, we should just be able to go on and forget it and just to go on with our life. But John Eldridge says something really interesting. He said, pain that's buried alive stays alive. And so if we try and bury the pain, oftentimes it doesn't go away. It comes out sideways with physical manifestations, sometimes emotional pain. Sometimes it affects us spiritually in our walk with God as well.
You're talking before about those light bulb experiences for people. Mm-hmm. Do you see that happen when suddenly someone realizes that something physical that they've been feeling is part of a mental anguish that they've had, and suddenly realizing God has created us as whole people? What happens to one part of us will affect the other.
Yeah, exactly. And, we really do believe that the body can't be fully healed while it's reflecting that unresolved trauma that's within us. And if we can begin to connect the dots, then we can also invite Jesus into that window of opportunity. When trauma happens, there's a window of opportunity where people can step in, where we can receive prayer, where we can receive comfort, where we can receive love. And if that happens, much of that trauma dissipates. And, we really aren't, we really aren't terribly affected by that. But if that doesn't happen, if we don't receive the comfort, if we don't receive the prayer and the love and the care afterwards, then a lot of times that trauma will settle within us one way or another.
So when you're going around conducting seminars or speaking and praying with someone one-on-one, I guess there have been many times when things have really come to be resolved for people. What are some of the stories? I mean, without sharing any confidentialities, what are some of the stories of people who have been able to come to healing through the sorts of processes that you're talking about?
Well, a fun story is a young woman, and she had been deep, and she's given me permission to share her story. But she was deeply traumatized as a little girl, and as an adult, she was admitted to a mental hospital. When she was released, taking six different medications. She was told she'd never be able to hold a job, she'd never be able to live a normal life, and never be able to really marry and have a family. And so as we began to pray for her, and we wanted, of course, to ask her, can you forgive, and all of the hard work, of being healed, going through that process, and she was just so traumatized that she couldn't. And so we just began to pray, ask the Lord to remove the trauma from her life, and the shock and the fear and the terror, and just to just stay with her, to love her, to walk through the process with her. And over and over and over again, we would just pray, develop relationship with her. And we reached a point where she was able to forgive. She was able to even talk about the things that had happened and to bring them to resolve. And we bring that trauma to resolve by healing, but also looking at our sinful responses to what happened to us. Is there any unforgiveness still? Is there any bitterness or resentment or angers or bitter root judgments or things that we promise ourselves, and we call those inner vows, like I'll never trust again. I'll never let anybody hurt me that way again. I'll be strong. I'll have to take care of myself. Nobody else will protect me, so I'll have to protect myself. And bringing those things, recognizing those ways that we've tried to protect our heart and they don't work, but recognizing those ways that we try to protect our heart, and then bringing those things to death through confession and repentance. It's really important what happens to us, the traumas that happen to us, and we do invite Jesus to heal, and he's so faithful to step into that window of opportunity and bring healing to our heart, no matter if it happened yesterday or if it happened 40 years ago. He's so faithful. But what's equally as important is if we recognize how we've sinfully responded, and it's usually our sinful responses that will keep us stuck in that trauma. Sometimes we even vow, I'll never forget. Or I'll never remember. And those things highly affect us.
For someone listening who has suffered a trauma, and they're recognizing some of the things you're talking about, and yes, there's got to be time for forgiveness and not coming up with these blanket statements that can limit us going forward in life, what would be a starting point for them to start to find that healing that Jesus offers?
Really, the starting point, I think, is to begin just looking at our life and seeing if there is bad fruit. If we're Christians, we will produce fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. And if we look in our life and there is fruit that's inconsistent with the Holy Spirit or unbecoming a Christian, if we're unloving, if we're unkind, if we're impatient, if we have angers that fly out of nowhere, if there's fears, we can't rest. trust. We can't trust. We don't enjoy worship, and the word doesn't seem alive to us. You know, we can begin asking the question, Lord, where does it come from? And oftentimes that fruit comes from something that remains unresolved in an area of our heart. And so then we ask the Lord to reveal what it is. And then the first step is to invite Jesus into that window of opportunity to bring his healing.
And oftentimes that will be helped along by having someone who will faithfully pray with us.
Oh, yeah. It's so hard to go through these things by ourselves. You know, we're wounded in relationship and we're healed in relationship. And we're part of a body. And that's what's so wonderful is that the Lord intends for people to come around us and to pray with us, to walk with us, and to go through the process of healing with us.
That's a beginning point for someone who has suffered trauma and can recognize some of those things that we've been talking mm-hmm. about. What about for someone who is sharing life, perhaps a husband or a wife or someone within their family or another loved one, and they can see that there's trauma there, but that person is not yet ready to do something about it? What advice would you give them in trying to help that person find healing?
You know, intercession is such a key. And sometimes we'll say something like, oh, all I can do is pray. But never say that, because prayer is so powerful. And we can pray for that person, and we can pray from a distance, because we serve a God who transcends time. He's not limited to time. He's not limited to distance. We can pray for them if they're 500 miles away or if they're in our own living room. And we can ask the Lord to come and to step into that window of opportunity and to remove the trauma from them, to heal their hearts, to remove the shock and the fear and the terror and the alarm and the dread and the shame, and just continually invite the Lord to heal their hearts and to strengthen their inner man so that they might choose to say, yes, I would like prayer. Yes, I would like to talk about what happened. Sometimes they're not ready. They really, intercession is a wonderful key, a wonderful gift that we can give the people that we love.
I imagine there's some people listening at the moment and they're recognizing some of these things, but up to this point, they've just said, well, this is how life is for me from now on. And I'm now starting to see that there can be change, that there can be healing, that Jesus does offer more. If they are wanting to find out more and get in touch with people at Elijah House to continue this journey towards healing and restoration, who do they contact?
Okay, well, I'm from the States. We have an Elijah House in the States, but there's also a wonderful group of people here, Elijah House Ministries in Australia, and I can give you a phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, 07-5492-8588 or 07-5492-8599. And there's also a website, info@elijahhouse.com.au, and it's all one word, all lowercase.
Okay, so if you're wanting some more information, you can find out the details there by emailing or calling and continue that process. You've probably been awakened to something within yourself that says, this is something I need. Here's an opportunity to process it and go forward, or perhaps contact your local pastor and talk through some things. But Sandra, it's wonderful hearing about the sorts of things that God can do in people's lives.
That's
and
right.
Thanks for sharing some of those stories with us today.
You're welcome. We just always need to remember that there's always hope, because we serve a wonderful God.